what I know about his life, a great deal I read, and some I learned from his grandson, who I met later on, Michael Smith. He was born in Cincinnati's West End, grew up in the city, attended the Art Academy, and he just had a passion for photography and a true love of his city. He just had an eye. He was capturing a very dramatic upheaval time during the city in terms of physical changes. And he would take pictures up through World War II and basically the shortages that were allotted to everyone at that time stopped him from taking photos for quite some time, although he would continue after the war, but in color. His black and white shots all were prior to World War II. And then he would take shots all through the 70s, really. And then he passed away in 1980.
And why is he relatively unknown in his city?
It's hard to say. My guess would be partly due to the fact of when he passed away, just prior to the digital revolution. I think if he had lived for another 10 years, more people would have caught on to him. And not just the digital revolution, but also the fact that Cincinnati's awakening, if you will, was not happening in 1980, but the beginnings of it were happening at the end of that decade. And I think he would have grown, as he is now, admired by many, because personally I just, and I'm not alone, I just feel he had just a special eye and a great talent for capturing a specific image.
Now, the photographs in the current issue of Cincinnati Magazine are all black and white ones, but what stands out for me with these photographs is the fact that they are sort of unusual shots, not the usual things we see. For example, there's a black and white shot of some well-dressed ladies at the top of the Mount Adams incline waiting to go shopping in Cincinnati.
I think that's a great example. I love this shot personally. And I think that was part of the way his mind works. You could only read into his mind so much and you could only do it through the photographs. But he had a way of capturing everyday life in Cincinnati. He had a way of making it very intimate in terms of, for example, this photograph. There's the three waiting for the incline to come, and then there's also the incline operator standing off to the right. But at the same time, he captured the entire streetcar barn, so you got a feel for what it was like to be in the space. And at the very same time, he's capturing individuals waiting to use the space in a very utilitarian kind of a way.
Another photo that I really like in this series of photos in the Cincinnati Magazine, you have some boys who are sitting at and near a railing, what obviously are some steps going up to one of our Cincinnati hills, and you see what looks to me to be like perhaps over the Rhine in the background.
It's an amazing shot. This probably could rank as my favorite, if not one of my favorites of his. These kids, he probably had talked to them, "Would you mind being in a photograph with me?" And chances are they hung out a little while because he was very particular about what he was capturing. But they're on the main street steps, and they are looking south towards over the Rhine. And the church you're seeing there is St. Peter's Evangelical German at the corner of McMicken and Main.
An article showing examples of Nelson Ronsheim's historical black and white photos of Cincinnati are in the August issue of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.